By faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255, or go to our website, saveus.org, or call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you, appreciate your prayers, and appreciate those who have given us sustaining gifts for this difficult time.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. For the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking about the monetary system. Now, most people don't pay much attention to the monetary system. That's how we usually buy and sell and do things like that. They don't really understand that, we have six major banks in the United States, and those six major banks control 67% of all the financial assets in the United States. And basically, we have a small group of people who run the central bank, who really run the country. And they tell the politicians what to do, using, of course, that the Federal Reserve certainly gets directions somehow or other from the Treasury. No, basically, this small group of bankers direct what goes on in this country, and they direct whether we have prosperity or recession. And basically, of course, at one time, we had a gold-backed currency. That's how you could have a free society. Our founding fathers stipulated that, the Constitution. But you see, these people have taken over the educational process and working in conjunction with the people who control the corporations and control the military and control the mass media and the educational system, and certainly in our churches. They largely dominate what goes on in America. And the fact that most people don't understand that the central bankers, the Federal Reserve is the most important structure organization in the United States. The fact most people don't understand that is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. Melody Cederstrom, you pick up the story there.
Well, you're certainly absolutely correct in everything that you say, and so few people understand. And it certainly does get confusing when they listen to mainstream media. The mainstream media does not report any part of the truth. They might report bits and pieces, but it gets very confusing for a lot of folks. And when it becomes confusing, they're like the deer in the headlights, and they turn away and they fall into the same pattern as everyone else, and they have a tendency to not follow along with what's truly going on. Many of them think that, well, how is it going to affect me? It's only going to affect those that have the money in the stock markets and those that have money to lose and so forth. I won't be affected. But I believe when, and I do believe there is a day of reckoning that is coming. Each and every one of us, no matter how prepared we are, will be affected some way, somehow, by what they have actually done to this country and not only our country, but other countries around the world. And I really do believe they're positioning themselves for a world government and everything else that goes along with it. They're no longer shy about mentioning and talking about the new world order, citizens of the world. Globalization is something that they want. It gives them more power, more money. And I'm not even so sure money is the means anymore. It's all about power and control anymore. So it's a path. There's a day of reckoning. And I believe those folks who do prepare, there's many different ways that folks can prepare. They will not be heard as bad.
And I think we're all going to be hurt, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just that those people who made some preparation will be able to survive the very, very difficult times that are coming. Well, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And when you support Melody, you're supporting Radio Liberty. Melody's been with us for the better part of 9 years or more. But you must understand we're on the verge of some major cataclysmic financial events. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Tonight's the night we're going to explore a lot of the things we haven't talked about before.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest Melody Cederstrom, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment about what's happened or where we're headed, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, you go back to 1913. They got the Federal Reserve Act passed. Well, they didn't really get it passed. Basically, the people who have analyzed it realized, of course, it was never a legitimate law. But that didn't matter. These people control the media. They control the politicians. And as a result, most people think the Federal Reserve, which basically placed us under the control of a central banking system, was a legitimate piece of legislation. And basically, of course, since that time, they've destroyed at least 96 or 97% of the value of our currency. The average individual really doesn't understand that. Gold used to be $35 an ounce. Today, It's about $1,250, $1,275 an ounce. And basically, I wouldn't be surprised if it were to $2,000 or $3,000 an ounce for the next year or two. And the same thing with silver. Silver used to be a dollar an ounce. It's now over $19 an ounce. You must understand, basically, that the home that I purchased for $42,000 back in 1960, the home I purchased for $42,000 in 1960 sells for about $2 million today. They've orchestrated inflation in America, but they've done it so subtly and they control the media so effectively that most people don't know what's going on. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. But now suddenly we're on the brink of a major inflationary spiral. And I'm not certain this has anything that the elitists who control our banking system can do about it. We have certainly a drought. We have dust storms in the Middle West. We have had to cut back dramatically on the size of our herds because the cattle had nothing to eat. And the price of certainly of beef and of pork is going up. But prices are going up and going up dramatically. And they can repeat over and over again. The inflation rates are 1% or 2%. And I don't think people who go to the store believe this any longer. I think that basically the recent article that appeared in Newsweek magazine this week, talking about these terrible people who believe in a conspiracy, and it pointed out that certainly the people who believe in a conspiracy are not necessarily stupid people, not the lower class. And the figure was, in a wide poll, 23% of the American people believe there's a conspiracy today. And I think it's about time. And we need to get more and more people to understand who this is. And then, of course, the demonic forces behind the people who control the banking system. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Melody, you pick up the story.
Well, I agree. I believe there's more folks out there. I think 23 sounds like an awful small number, but it's so hard anymore to know what is the truth that is being reported and what isn't. You have to read and go through so many different reports. Certainly all the markets are rigged. There's more and more information. People are making statements, coming out, talking about the markets being rigged, talking about gold and silver being rigged. Books are being written about it. You certainly are seeing changes in the commodity markets from the large banks and even the silver London Fix. They're going to be changing that come August 14th. So there's lots of the truth is beginning to come out, and those that call it a conspiracy, we know lots of times conspiracies, but there's a lot of it that is truth. And rumors are always, I was told, 95% true. So it's getting out slowly but surely, and hopefully it's soon enough that people can take measures to protect themselves and try to understand what's truly going on. And I understand there's parts of the country where there's cities, different areas that are doing well, doing better than other parts of the country, and yet we see areas that have not done so well at all. There's parts of Florida that there's still housing developments that are vacant. But you won't see those on the news. You'll just see and hear about how great Toll Brothers came out today and how much better they're doing. Even though their shares went down, they came out and said they had a really good first quarter. So you hear from all of these real estate builders and home builders saying how great it's been. But I really don't think it's true. I think the markets are being propped up in different ways. And I think the credit... we're getting back into that same poor credit ratings for people, just like the auto industry. It shows people are falling back on their auto payments, and it's a sign that they're not creditworthy to purchase vehicles. So again, we're running into the same problems that they blamed happened 2008, poor credit. People overspending, people getting deeper and deeper into debt. They're not saving. They're using their credit cards once again to buy food because they don't have the money in order to buy the much more expensive food that we find in the grocery stores. So, again, people go shopping. They see everybody out there buying and being happy. And then it's hard to believe that this country is really in the dire straits that it is.
Well, you know, one of the most really frightening things is certainly some of these analysis of people getting ready to retire, and suddenly it's almost half of them really don't have anything saved. They don't have any money in the bank. They don't even own their home, or they have equity in their home. But basically, of course, they certainly do not have any. If Medicare, if they didn't have certainly Social Security and Medicare, these people would simply not be able to survive. And basically, I only think this is going to get worse. I think we're on the edge of a major economic contraction that is going to impact on the vast majority of the people in this country. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think only recently is at least some of the truth coming out. We're getting a lot of things saying, oh, well, look and see how well the cars are doing. Yes, that's because they're selling cars to people who can't afford to buy them, and people are acting irresponsibly, and they're buying cars, and then basically down the line they can't make the payments on them. And the same thing is happening with homes today. It's exactly what happened back in 2008, only I believe it's really far worse than it was at that time. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How would you compare what's going on today, Melody, with what happened in 2008? And do you think we're going to end up the same place, perhaps even worse?
Well, I think the problem that we face today versus 2008, I think the problems are really deeper this time than what they were in 2008. I mean, when we look at the amount of debt and what the stimulus funds that have gone into our economy that's supposed to stimulate, and it didn't do anything. It just kept it from basically falling apart. So I believe we're truly worse off than we are today in a much deeper and much more dangerous situation than 2008. Certainly 2008 did hurt people. People lost their homes. Stock markets, they brought the stock market back, the numbers anyway, and most people, you know, recouped, you know, the savings that they had in their 401s and their pension plans to some degree, but yet I still talk to people who tell me they're just breaking even, but, or they aren't back 100%, but it's better than it was. So, you know, they were able to recoup some of that. A couple people got burned in some of the banks, I can't recall the one out there in California. But all in all, people adjusted and so forth. So I think the problems today are far more severe and deeper as far as the financial structure. And I think this financial structure, the problems, the cracks that we're seeing is not just here, but it's, again, deeper worldwide. And I think it is truly more connected than even we were in 2008. We know we sent trillions of dollars over to Europe. They've done the same thing. They have a bank meeting. I think there's European central banks meet next week, and I believe the consensus is that they will bring stimulus into their economies to try to prop up the economies. So, again, another sign. China's going to do the same thing. They want to speed up their infrastructure spending, trying to improve their general economy. We've seen what Japan's done. They put trillions of dollars into their economy over a period of time to stimulate. And it's not working. You know, you might have these little bumps and you might see a very mild improvement, but that's all they're getting out of it is a mild improvement. Basically, what the stimulus they're putting in is keeping it from collapsing. So I think what's far more serious this time around than what we had in 2008.
And I certainly agree with Melody. I think this is going to be far worse than the last time. And really, I don't know if there's any solution from this other than it's certainly almost a complete and total collapse and beginning all over again. The vast majority of the American people honestly believe that money has value without realizing that without a gold-backed currency, money is valueless and always ends up being destroyed. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But if you look and see who's really investing in the stock market today, certainly some people are investing, but it's mostly the major hedge funds. And these people have, I think, $750 billion at their disposal, and they're investing in the stock market, thinking that it's gone up. It's gone up very well. But there's no relationship between the price of the stocks and their value. If you look at the price-earnings ratio on these stocks, they should be about 8 to 1. Instead of that, they're 16, 18, 20 to 1, and some of them may be even much higher than that. And when this whole house of cards comes down, why, watch out below. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. I'm not a financial advisor, I'm just an observer. Give us a call. We'd like to know what you think. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think about what's going on financially. But let me point out that certainly, as far as the way that they're calculating the federal debt today, the federal debt has increased from $10.7 trillion, which is what it was when Barack Obama took the presidency, to almost $17.5 trillion today. But that, of course, is the way they calculate this. Actually, that's about a little over $1 trillion a year. It's an increase in debt. But if you look at it from an actuarial point of view, and all the debts you're taking on because of the people suddenly getting onto Social Security, people getting and becoming eligible for Medicare, you're increasing the national debt somewhere in the neighborhood of about $5 or $6 trillion a year. You can't keep doing that indefinitely. Well, if you have a question or comment, or give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to Herman, who's calling in from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. Good evening, Melody. I always enjoy hearing your talks. I subscribe to Gary North's website called Specific Answers, and he often refers on a regular basis to something called the Great Default. He doesn't know when it's coming, but eventually we will have a day of reckoning financially. And when that Great Default comes, people will not be able to survive with government largesse because the government will be in trouble. So my question to you is, what can we do now to prepare? Because it seems like a lot of people feel like, well, things are getting back to normal and why worry and so forth. So what are some of your specific recommendations?
Well, Melody, what would you recommend to our listeners out across America who are listening to this program? Basically, what should people be doing to protect themselves because the day of reckoning is coming, whether it's a matter of weeks, months, years? We don't know, but I would rather think it's not that terribly far ahead. What should people be doing to protect themselves?
I always liked Gary North. He got into a little bit of trouble in Y2K. He disappeared afterwards because all those predictions didn't come true. And when he popped up, he kind of got blackballed. But I always liked Gary North. I agree with him on a lot of things. He kind of goes against the stream sometimes. Let me just comment on Barry Norris
and certainly on Y2K. Basically, if he hadn't been out in the front lines warning this was going to happen, why, the system would have collapsed. And it was simply because the corporations spent billions of dollars sending teams around to modify their financial programs that we avoided that terrible catastrophe in the year 2000. So I certainly praised Barry Norris for being Gary, for being on the front lines and actually probably single-handedly preventing what could have destroyed the infrastructure of this country a decade and a half ago. But go right ahead.
He did disappear, though, afterwards. But what I have always believed about Y2K, and everybody says Y2K didn't happen, I truly believe it did. It wasn't really about computers. It was about getting everybody wired together. Because you did have all these corporations. I believe Y2K was very well planned. And I believe Y2K wired the world. Who had computers in their home? Who had PCs in their homes prior to Y2K? You had businesses that had to go out and repurchase. I mean, you talk about the beginning of tech. Companies had to go out and repurchase all this equipment because of Y2K. And I believe every one of those brand new computers that everyone had to obtain was all connected, and I believe Y2K was a way to get the world wired together. And here we are today, because a lot of things that are happening today couldn't happen unless the world was wired. But that's my view. The Y2K was real, and it really did happen. And I always like Gary North, except his disappearance afterwards. But anyway, back to preparing. You know, you got to prepare just as if you were preparing for any storm that you can face, whether it be hurricanes, tornadoes, whatever. And that does start with food preparations. It does start with food storage and water storage and items that you need. And I don't believe people need to go get crazy about it. They need to do it a smart way. Really sit down and plan. Have a plan. And then also financial. Yes, there's going to be a great default. I agree. And I think with protecting your finances, what else is there but gold and silver? So if people have to be in paper because of their 401s and their pension plans, that's okay. Just get it protected with gold and silver. Get what you can out of there. And don't worry so much about penalties and taxes. If you keep penalties and taxes in the equation when you're trying to make a decision, many times you won't do it because you don't want to pay that penalty or that tax.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, we still have Herman on the line from Carmel. Herman, did you have any other thoughts for us this evening or questions?
Yes, if we do go into a period where we have inflation in certain things, what would that do for gold and silver, or would they remain fairly static at this point?
No, I think with inflation, you'll see, you know, gold and silver skyrocket.
And Herman, I would simply point out that basically these major banks have certainly been manipulating this. There have been six banks over in Europe that have been manipulating the price of gold, and they've gotten sued. So as of, I think it's August of this year, why these major banks certainly are no longer going to be fixing the price of gold. And if they're not manipulating it, I really believe it's going to go through the roof. What are your thoughts, Melody? Is that a possibility, or do you think this is just a false hope?
You know, I really don't know. I mean, you had Citibank get out of the commodity market. Now you're beginning to see the London fix for the silver, and you have a bank pulling out. You still have a couple of banks in there. I don't know if they'll replace or they will just pull back and say no more. And the people that I've talked to, you know, you can hear arguments both ways of what it'll happen to the silver market. Everything is tied to the London fix. I mean, just like the LIBOR rates were. And but everything is tied, and these big businesses, these big commercial like jewelers and these big silver producers and so forth, they tie their, when they buy their product, they tie it to the London fix. Even during 9/11, when the markets were down and we were buying and selling, we were using the London fix in order to get prices for gold and silver. So that was that. It still brought some sort of stability to the market. And my wholesalers that I talked to said that it will make the market complete chaos. Now, whether the chaos is temporary, you know, until things settle, so you can see. I think you will see volatility. I think the price could go either way. I would lean towards more going higher, but if you're going to have this volatility and perhaps the market's not knowing what's going to happen, you might see some pressure on it. I don't know. It's something that we're going to have to wait.
But this is actually what you're, what people who are involved with you,
yeah,
the dealers, that they're expecting there may be a chaotic situation, at least, yeah, temporarily.
Yeah, because right now, the big buyers of silver, there's a transparency. They know exactly what everybody sets their prices on one level. They know what to buy it at. Without that, and if you have different exchanges having different prices, no one will really know. There could be a little chaotic to that degree. Nobody will know. They can't hedge themselves. So he says it could be a little chaotic. He was going to check into it a little bit further for me, and get back to me to see what, you know, people who are a little more deeper than both of us will have to say, other than I read a lot of speculation and so forth, but a lot of the speculation that you read on the various sites and so forth on the internet, I'm not so sure. They're just, you know, not getting really deep to it. So,
well, when you find out anything, you'll be sure to let us know.
Yeah.
Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-295. Herman, please hold on for a moment. Melody, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and Sydney, use your services, what you have to offer people, and why they should come to see you rather than the coin dealer around the corner in their home.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Our website, dgscoins.com. DGS for discount, gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And what they'll get here, discount gold and silver, low prices. I constantly shop my prices on the dealers online and various other dealers on the same venue as myself, and we are consistently lower than all of them. Our shipping is very quick. Once you become a regular client with us, I mean, whether you write us a check, we get your check and we process you. We just do a very fine job. We build relationships. We don't use gimmicks. We don't use any of the high-pressure sales techniques, the bait and switches. I mean, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm not, and to me, that's kind of lying to the clients, and I'm not good at lying. So we're just honest folks trying to make an honest living. A lot of our product or a lot of our funds that we make here at Discount Gold and Silver goes back into education, goes back into various other programs we support. It's very important because it's the only way we can change things is through education. That's the only way people can make informed decisions on their investments is through education.
Well, no, basically, Melody, certainly there are lots of different types of silver out there. I mean, the gold coins are pretty well standard, but certainly the silver, they're commemorative coins. They're certainly simply just one-ounce coins, a stamp 999 with some sort of a figure on them. If you were going to be buying silver, what sort of coins would you get, or how, in what form would you get it?
I think there's a difference on a different type of investors. If someone's looking to preserve their purchasing power through silver, you want to stay with the items that are recognizable and acceptable. You want to get as much as you can for your dollar. So you want to stay with 1 ounce silver eagles. You want to stay with the 90% silver. You want to stay with the Morgans and the Peace dollars. If you're looking to save a little bit, then you can go in the Canadian maple leaves. And if you just want bars or rounds, pick up some bars and rounds. But I prefer coinage over the bars and rounds. I think it's going to be very important in the future for that recognizability factor and acceptability. And for those that are novelists or gifts and so forth, that's the only time I would buy a commemorative. In fact, we did purchase some of the Baseball Hall of Fame commemorative silver coins. It wasn't sold as an investment. We sell in it for somebody who, if they have a family member that's very involved in baseball, young teens or whatever, it's a nice little gift for graduation and things like that. But I wouldn't purchase it for an investment. And that's a key difference. And that's what I think people get confused. They go and they start purchasing all different types of product, thinking that they're saving a little bit, and they're really not the proper items to be purchasing if they're looking to preserve their wealth.
All right.
Stick with the basics.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Herman, does you have another question or comment?
Yes, Melody. If somebody wants to start out investing either gold or silver, can they go on a monthly program? I mean, maybe they don't have a huge amount of money, but do you have something like an auto ship where they would maybe buy one coin a month to get going, and how would that work?
All they need to do is give us a call. Lots of times I have little specials going on. Sometimes I'll buy product at discount prices or maybe we have something left over that we can offer them at a really low price. But they have to pick up the phone and call us, tell us what the objective is, how much money you have to spend, and we'll try to put together a little package or find a coin that will fit your budget.
Okay, but basically, Melody, are you finding that there's some people who are really very wealthy and well-to-do? Now we're shifting from the stock market or certainly the other various conventional investments into gold and silver. In other words, are you encountering these people who say, look, I'm going to invest $100,000 in gold and silver. I think this is the way to go because I'm afraid that if I don't do this, I could lose all of my value.
Absolutely. We have all ranges of clients, and we've had some pretty big buyers of silver this month. The U.S. Mint has produced, or for this year, as a matter of fact, they have done some extremely high numbers in production of 1 ounce silver eagles. I think for the month of May, I think it has been our biggest month ever in silver eagles. We sold that many silver eagles. There's something going on in the silver market because the price certainly doesn't justify the interest. Certainly, it's always better to buy low and sell high, but yet there aren't any other specific news or anything or events that would target silver for this much buying going on. So there's a lot of buying going on behind the scenes, and I think it's very big money.
In other words, some people who have a pretty good idea what's really going on are getting into the silver market and investing large amounts. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, what are these people buying, Melody? Are these people buying coins? Are these people buying silver eagles? What are they really buying?
They're buying coins. Many of them are buying what I mentioned, the silver eagles, the 90%, and the Morgans. And the gold portion is usually divided with the bullion coins, the gold eagle, the Canadian maple leaf, or the Krugerrand, and the other portion is going into the older $20 gold pieces for some diversification, some fractional pieces. The $5 Liberty is one of my favorites for the fractional pieces. It's almost a quarter of an ounce, and they just held up very well under the pressure of spot gold of late. So they're great coins to have.
And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they are manipulating the price of gold. Who are they? These are the people, what I call the Brotherhood. And basically, of course, they want to discourage people. They don't want people going in. Basically, if the price of gold was going up, people would be investing in it. It's only human nature. When the price is not going up, in fact, it's languishing. In fact, it was down quite a bit today. And so basically, I think a lot of people are just afraid to make that final move. It's only when things really start going wild, and then, of course, people can end up paying ever so much more for their gold. Was that a fair analysis?
Absolutely. I mean, we're supposed to buy low and sell high. And I think gold prices, even when it gets to 2,000, I still think that's a low number, but you can get almost double at these prices today. So the fundamentals for gold have not changed. The fundamentals have only gotten stronger. The only thing that's propping up the stock market is the Federal Reserve. And there's no fundamentals underneath the high numbers that we're seeing in the stock markets. I mean, the stock market is overbought. And if anybody is, I mean, I'm not a financial planner, but if anybody is making profit on the stock market, I can't even imagine why they wouldn't pull out their money. I mean, you want to pull out here at the top, and very few people ever reach the very top. But I mean, if you're at this level, you're very close to the top. So I just can't believe they're sitting there. I mean, the markets are the most overbought since 2007. And we all know what happened after that.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800. Oh, I should say 1-888-1-888-24-Liberty. 1-888-24-Liberty or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. We're talking really what's about going on. Now, Sydney, what's happening over in Europe, Sydney? Are people over there investing in gold and silver? Are they staying with conventional investments? Do we have any idea what's happening in the European gold market, the European silver market?
Well, I know in the gold portion, they're buying. There's been delays for British sovereigns because that's their coin of choice. Swiss francs is another coin of choice in the European countries. And when we used to be able to get them overnight, now it takes a couple weeks. So, yes, they are purchasing. I think the elections that they've had this weekend shows, you know, that the people, the more conservative group, the right wing, is trying to get back their government. They had strong showings in their elections this past weekend. So people are doing what they have to do. Europe is in trouble.
I think the whole world is in trouble. Certainly even China is in trouble. In fact, an awful lot of Chinese are coming to America and investing in America. And one reason, of course, the housing market is strong here, as I have heard that up to 10% of the new home sales or condominium sales are being sold to Chinese. Suddenly, is that valid? Have you heard that sort of thing?
Absolutely. I mean, the Chinese are out there looking for properties. And the U.S. is a great place for them to find properties, inexpensive properties. So, absolutely. And I heard they're also using cash. That's one way to get rid of our U.S. dollars that they're holding.
And I think more and more people are trying to get away from the dollar. They know very well that there's nothing behind it. It's all imaginary. There certainly is this idea that the dollar has value. It's a fiat currency. Could you explain to our listeners what a fiat currency is and why it is so dangerous?
Well, fiat currency is not backed by anything. Our currency was once backed by gold. And why it's so dangerous is because it allows the government to print as much money, make as much money. There's no accountability. When you have a currency that's backed by gold, there's limits, there's control, there's accountability. And when you take it away from gold, the government grows, and we have the government that we have today.
And I certainly concur with that definition. People must understand that the monetary system is the basis of our society. All buying and selling, everything is dependent upon a stable currency. And we do not have a stable currency. The people who control our currency, the ones who control our educational system, the ones who control the media, and certainly they have concealed the truth from the American people. And one of these days, I think there's going to be a great awakening. And when that occurs, I really am frightened to death to think of the implications of what's going to be going on there. Well, at this point, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners?
People have to understand, and it's difficult to understand sometimes what money is about and how it affects them. It's just not something that you can count as spent. And as you said, Dr. Stan, our whole society is based on this policy, on some monetary policy, and it will affect each and every one of us. So folks need to get prepared in many different ways. Financially, we're here to help them do it with gold and silver. And again, markets are at all-time high. I can't believe people wouldn't be pulling out left and right and purchasing something that is already low at these prices and take advantage of the rise in commodities, because we know that is coming. The fundamentals haven't changed.
I certainly concur. Well, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom and Chris Discount Gold and Silver. And we're going to be talking to Chris here from Washington in just a moment. Oh, but basically, one more time, get your telephone number and your website out for us.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Gold, there's a lack of gold in the report, the biggest scandal ever. So it's going to be much larger than the Libar scandal, and I think there's a lot less gold out there than what they're reporting. And we all know these banks have leased gold that they haven't had over and over again. So,
and we don't even know where the gold is. We do know the Vatican controls a great deal of the gold in the world. Time is going to tell. Anyway, God bless you, Melody.
Thank
look forward
you,
to talking to you real soon. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our program to help us maintain our network of stations 5 days a week, 5 hours a day. But we do have a voice. In fact, it was so funny today. I do a program suddenly over in Birmingham, England, but they've been off the air there for about a month. So they asked me if I'd call in today. And basically, when I called Birmingham, England, they told me that they had dozens of calls from people in Birmingham, wanted to know about my health, wanted to know what was going on, wanted to know whether I'd be with them today. And suddenly, we didn't have time, but we will be doing a program there next week. But the word is getting out. People are looking for people with answers. Remember, I don't get paid for what I do. I do what I do, and my wife does what she does. And we work together, we have been for over 20 years, to try to warn the people that we're on the edge of a major cataclysmic event that is going to destroy the financial resources of the vast majority of the American people. And I hope you're not one of those who is destroyed. Well, basically, of course, all we can do is try to get people to understand and begin to make preparations. So if you'd like to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or donate to us or whatever you can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But I know that an awful lot of people are having very real financial problems today. Some people are certainly making a sacrifice and helping us. Others really aren't in a position to do that. So we at least say, if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and for our protection. And then, of course, we hope you'll go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where you can actually read our newsletters, where you can actually watch our DVDs, where you can listen to our radio programs on the Internet. And suddenly, we have an Internet site along with Joyce Riley. And basically there you can hear our programs actually 24 hours a day archive, 4 hours a day sitting live. And we encourage you to do that. We encourage you to tell at least five other people every day, five other people every day about what's going on. Tell them about certainly my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. People need to understand there really is a subversive element working at the highest levels of both political parties that has made mockery of our electoral process. And basically, they infiltrated the military and the banking system and the corporate system, control the media, the educational system. They have their people planted in our churches. Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? And why do you think that the churches have not suddenly appealed that decision? Why do you think that they've changed the music of our churches? Have you heard the Christian music on Christian radio? It simply doesn't order, honor the Lord that I serve. It orders the demonic process. Listen to the Christian music and understand that if you can destroy the music of Christianity, you can destroy Christianity. And then, of course, the message of so many of these Christian songs with this repeat the same words over and over again to put people into almost a trance-like state. It's time we start taking America back. Tell other people about what's going on and encourage them to tell other people. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please, Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we're going to be back in just a few minutes with another fascinating program, this time with David Kennedy. You won't want to miss it, about the new information on water fluoridation.
Let us all be grateful.
Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And this evening, I've asked Dr. David Kennedy to be with us. Dr. Kennedy is a retired dentist who's written and lectured and traveled and spoken extensively about the danger of water fluoridation. And, of course, he's been ridiculed for that. Only Sydney recently, Harvard University recently published a paper pointing out the dangers of water fluoridation. So without further ado, David Kennedy, you pick up the story and tell us what's really going on, what's new as far as this massive program to poison the people of America. I should point out that is it true that most countries in Europe will not allow water fluoridation, or do they have fluoridation over there?
Only Southern Ireland.
Ireland. They hate the Irish. You pick up the story, David.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, thank you for having me on, first off. And yes, there's gobs of data showing that that fluoride, like lead and mercury and a number of other things, damage the brains of the children. So the co-author in the article you were talking about, Choi et al., was talking about chemical brain drain. Is that if you want your country to survive in the 21st century and lead the world as we have in the last 2.5 centuries, then you cannot damage the brains of the population, especially the children. And that's what we're doing. We're doing it with food additives. We're doing it with mercury fillings. And we're doing it by putting chemicals in the water that are demonstrably harmful to the brains of the children.
And is this actually what the gentleman from Harvard actually said in this article?
It's actually a lady, but yes, that she basically took a bunch of studies, 37, I think she started with, and then all the ones that were kind of weak and not well controlled, she eliminated those and ended up with about 25. And then she showed that, you know, and she took the best of the information that we have, and that's how science is, and showed that there was a very regular incremental decrease in IQ with increasing levels of exposure to fluoride.
A decreased level of IQ with exposure to fluoride, and why are we hearing about this?
Well, the people that are promoting fluoride in our water supply absolutely, utterly refuse to address any of the science involved. You know, fluoride is a very poisonous substance. If you don't believe me, open up a Webster's Dictionary. It says a powerful protoplasmic poison, and you know we're protoplasm, so it's a powerful poison for humans, and that it's no different than all the rest of the things that we've discovered in the last century. You know, that lead was damaging the children, and mercury was damaging the children, and pesticides were damaging the children. But, you know, industry and people that have the stuff to get rid of or who profit from making the stuff immediately start cranking out all these phony baloney studies. And say, oh, that's not, it's no different than cigarettes, or, you know, oh, smoking can be harmful to you. Oh, no, it's not. We've got this study that was done by R.J. Reynolds that says it's not. So it goes on and on and on. Is it they say, we say. But there's no question, if you give a rat one part per million fluoride, it has damage to its brain.
Well, let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to verify this, if you have a computer, go up on Google and just write in. Harvard study shows that certainly fluoride damages the brain of children. Now, we'll actually get you the exact title and the author here as we go into this. But you, fortunately, if you have the access to the internet, I found the article today. Simply, Harvard study shows damage to the brain. And of course, it's much more prevalent against the black, and it's just, and the tragedy is it leads to social irresponsibility, which is why almost 40% of all the people in federal prison today are black, because, of course, of the effects of the fluoride on their minds.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Moment, and our guest, of course, is David Kennedy, Dr. David Kennedy, who's pointing out that there's this recent study out of Harvard that's basically a cumulative analysis of some 25 studies, and they all come to pretty much the same conclusion, that fluoride damages the brain. So,
kind of a pivotal point in the argument, if you will. There really is no argument, but, you know, that it goes on and on. that they basically took a whole bunch of studies, and I'm going to get you the number before the program's over, and they analyzed them, and they basically showed that if there's an exposure to fluoride in the drinking water, especially in, malnourished children, a measurable decrease in the intelligence of that child. Well, there's a lot of other things going on. It's not just about their whether or not they have trouble in school. It's a lot of other problems, the joints and the thyroid, the obesity problem you hear everybody talking about. Well, it has to do with the fact that we're basically swallowing a milligram. And the dentist likes to say, that's just a little tiny bit. No, a milligram is a whole lot. And that, they say, it's a little tiny bit, but it's not. It's a whole lot. And so when you take into your body a milligram of a poison, then it basically damages your body for a milligram's worth. If you took two, it'd be. So what if you happen to be a baby? You take into your body a liter of water every day in the form of formula. If you're a bottle-fed baby, you're drinking your weight in water every 3 to 4 days. Well, you figure that out. What if you were a big guy like me? I weigh 100 kilograms. And so if I were to drink 100 kilograms of water every 3 to 4 days, look at the dose. And that's what they absolutely, utterly refuse to do, is they will not consider the exposure, total exposure from water for an infant. And then there's the other aspect, total exposure from all sources. And so you've got your friendly dentist putting mercury fillings, not mercury fillings in, but plastic fillings in that leak fluoride. But you've got your school nurse painting the children with 25 to 50,000 parts per million fluoride sealants that basically leak or varnish that leaks fluoride into that child's saliva and goes right down the throat and into the system and into the brain. So, you've got the school rinse program where you've got the school nurse or the teacher dispensing a deadly poison in a little capsule or a little jar there. You're supposed to swish it around and spit it out, and they wonder why the kids can't learn to read and write. I mean, I went to a one-room schoolhouse. There was no child in that schoolhouse that could not read and write. And I know because at every day you had to stand up and you had to read a passage of, see Gene run, see Dick run, yada, yada, yada. And so we could all learn to read and write, but we were on well water. We didn't have silicone fluoride added to our water supply. And that's the other half of the story. It's not fluoride. It's silicone fluoride that's added to 91% of the water supplies in the United States. 91%. And that the others have sodium silicone fluoride, which is, you can make it from silicone fluoride, and they do it to make a dry feed as opposed to a wet feed. But I'm getting technical here. The issue is there's no moral reason why any government on this planet should be dosing the citizens of the country with a chemical that's known to harm people. And that you can have all the dentists in the world claiming, it's safe and effective and blah, 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 but ask them for the data.
And I think the scientific studies are there. Unfortunately, we have the Internet. You can go up on the Internet, and you'll find conflicting approaches, but suddenly you'll find a great deal of information to verify exactly what Dr. David Kennedy is saying. And I can tell you that I've been to the scientific literature on this subject, and basically there's no question at all. We're poisoning our children and destroying their minds and your grandchildren. And if you're not going to look into this, then, of course, if when the complications come up down the road, why, of course, you have nobody to blame but yourself. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Go right ahead, David.
Yeah. Well, Troy identified 27 studies. Out of more than 35 that were eligible and that they were ones that had controlled for other things that are known to harm brain, children's brains, like the arsenic and lead what's interesting is even the education level of the parents, and that if the parents don't take care of the children and pay attention to them and help them raise their educational standards, then yeah, there's a harm there. And so they identified all those things as best they could. And these are Chinese studies. Why? Because in the United States, we don't care. We ignore all this data. We have huge computers and gobs of data. And you call up your state and ask them, where is their fluoride in the water supply? And they'll say, we don't know. You could call up the Department of Endemic Disease Control in China, and they can tell you every well in every community. And people have individual wells, so they got the level of fluoride measured at the person's house. And so why don't we care? It's because it would be harmful to the industries that are polluting our country with fluoride, and that there are industries that leak fluoride, and that they are, you know, places like cracking columns for gasoline, cement factories, brick factories, kilns that fire glazes and materials like that. Welders often end up fluoride poisoned because of the flux. That fluoride is a very useful element. It is a powerful substance that you can use in pharmaceuticals. The post office workers that were they feared were exposed to anthrax were given an antibiotic. It's a fluoroquinone. Whenever you hear fluoro, like fluoroquinone, Cipro, that they had taken it for over a month. If you read the package insert, it says take it for no more than 1 week or consult your physician. So they prescribed it for 3 or 4 months, and these people became crippled. Why? Because there's a huge dose of fluoride with pharmaceuticals. Almost all of your psychoactive pharmaceuticals contain large amounts of fluoride. If you go to a hospital, you're going to get a general anesthetic. The halothane, fluorothane, those all contain fluoride. There are even examples of children that had some horrible birth defect at birth, and then they had a general anesthetic so they could correct the cardiovascular problem or whatever it was, and that they ended up with dental fluorosis as they matured into a young adult because of the fluoride coming out of their bones. So there's no question that there's a huge amount of fluoride in our society. The issue is, and I'm not saying they shouldn't have saved the child's life. I'm saying that there's no reason for tankers and ships to come from Mexico, China, Japan, Florida, Belgium, all over the world, bringing this horrible substance to put in our water supply. That's the problem. Not the fact that we're exposed to fluoride from a lot of other different sources. The problem is we've got a government program to help industry dispose of their excess fluoride. And that's the problem. It's because they're not going to say, oh, well, we're sorry, we were wrong, and we're going to quit doing this. No, they've got a job. They're going to go ahead and earn their salary and their nice retirement pay and all that, continue to do the job that you're paying them to do.
But I think the important thing is, David, that basically if you work for the government and you know what you're doing, you don't dare speak out. I know I've talked to Betty Martini, as she's been, that's on aspartame, but I've talked to other people who certainly who have been working with this fluoride issue. And basically, I mean, government employees are afraid to tell. They know that the fluoride is poisoning, but if they actually come forward and reveal this, they can lose their job and their pension and come under tremendous pressure. Is that true?
Many already have, and you know, they sleep better at night. Is it courage is a rare commodity? It is. What made this country strong in the first place is what's lacking today, is that courage comes from the heart. It comes from within. And it says, I'm doing right because I believe in my country. I believe in doing right. And that if you don't have courage, if you have a spaghetti heart that, you know, quivers and shakes when somebody says, oh, I'm going to report you, then you go ahead and destroy the country that has made you the person you are today. And that's what's happening. Is the public health department, I was at a meeting. I went across the United States to talk to the hygienist, the dental hygienist of Maine. And at the annual meeting there in Augusta, Maine, one of the ladies putting the meeting on, she asked just a rhetorical question. How many people in this room at work or have worked for the United States Public Health Service? 25% of the ladies in that room. And there were only two men, but you know, 25% of had worked or do work for the United States Public Health Service. And that means that the government, the federal government and the state government own the dental profession. That's what the problem is.
And basically, of course, they control the dental schools. The average dentist doesn't really understand. Do you think there is any growing awareness on the part of our dentists of the danger? I know certainly some of them are backing away from mercury and fillings, but what about the danger of water fluoridation? Do you think any of the dentists are really understanding what's going on? Are we having impact in the dental profession?
We are, but we aren't. Is it courage is the thing lacking? Is it dentists are so afraid that the dental society will accuse them of being less than perfect or something like that, so they won't step up and tell what they really think?
Hold that telephone. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. This is important.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest today is Dr. David Kennedy, who certainly has been on the front lines of this battle for many years, trying to educate people about, first of all, the fact that there was mercury sitting in the fillings and was poisoning the people. But even more than that, of course, the danger of water fluoridation. Certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, why, we hope that you give us a call. Now, you have to understand that probably about 67% of the water in the United States is fluoridated. And 90% of that is fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And basically, this is far more dangerous than simply a sodium fluoride. And basically, of course, David was saying he actually spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to put a system into his home so he would be able to shower without being, of course, besieged with fluoride. What happened?
Well, you know, I had a guy that said, oh, I got this system worked for ever and ever. And I said, well, fine, let's put a gallon counter on it, and I'll measure it. And it failed in 3 months. And that, you know, this way. And so they reconstituted, had such hard, and so they redid it, and it failed again. So, you know, we keep doing it. I mean, we got better the second time. We got twice as many gallons. But it's almost impossible to take this stuff out of the water once it's in, and that's the real tragedy of the deal. But think about it. What if you have your kids in a swimming pool in the summer? They're sitting soaking in this stuff. It goes right through the skin. What if you like to swim as an exercise? Well, it goes right through your skin. What if you have a hot tub and you like to have a cocktail in the evening and sit there and enjoy the sunset? Oh, it goes right through your skin. So when you put something in the water, what if you want to drink a beer? Well, when you put something in the water, the beer company is going to use the tap water to make a beverage. And so it ends up in Coca-Cola, soda pop. Somebody sent me an email the other day that I told them how to buy the little tester. It's only $300 or $400. And that they started measuring cereals because, you know, the Wheaties and Sugar Puffs and Post Toasties and all these things have fluoride in it. Why? Because they're made in fluoridated communities, and that the fluoride stays in the dehydrated product. So, you know, the cereals are basically grains that are ground up and made into little flakes or whatever you're eating, and then they dehydrate it. They take the water away. That leaves the fluoride behind. So we find 10 times more fluoride in the cereal than was in the water that was used to make it. And so everything that's instant or out of a box or a can is going to have fluoride in it. And that's the problem when you put chemicals in the water supply that, A, don't leave, and, B, harm the population. So, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, there's a bone cancer rate that's pretty high in non-fluoridated areas, too. And that's true. But it's not high in areas of the world that don't have fluoride exposure. It's high in areas that do have fluoride exposure. That's the problem. And why bone? Because bone is where fluoride accumulates. Your body has no use for fluoride, so it parks in the bone. So you end up with joints that go bad. You know, past President Bush had a knee replaced the other day. Why? Well, Washington, D.C. is fluoridated, so they make him coffee with the D.C. water. You know, he's in Texas. Texas has a lot of fluoride in the water, natural fluoride. No amount of fluoride is good for you.
All right, let's go to Tim, who's calling us from Albany, New York. Hi, Tim. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, hi. How you doing? The question is, does reverse osmosis, like the water machines that they have in supermarkets and things that go through, you know, like a five-step filtration plus the reverse osmosis, will that take the fluoride out?
No, and yes, it'll lower it, and it does not take it all out. And the trouble is that there are a huge number of sources of exposure other than the water you drink. And that's the problem. It's not your lip. It's your shower. It's your coffee. It's your, if you have eat spaghetti out at an Italian restaurant, you're going to get fluoride in everything you eat. So as long as you allow, and you sit back and say, well, I'm going to protect myself, as long as you allow the program to continue where we adulterate the water with a chemical, then you're going to basically be living in a country that has poisoned children.
And Tim, basically, because we're poisoning our kids, they know what they're doing. This is not imaginary. This is real. And we have four tape sets. You can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We get our sport tape set on fluoride. We've got DVDs on fluoride. We've got books on fluoride. You must understand this is being totally suppressed because the media is controlled. Do you listen to our program regularly?
Yes, I also had a quick question for you. Maybe it'll have to be
after the break. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Tim calling from Albany, New York, asking about fluoridated medicines. And so, are they safe? Well, of course, David's pointing out this, that basically we're being given fluoride at every turn. People are making a lot of money on this, and it's doing irreparable harm. Tim, anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go?
Well, from listening to your program about guests and your comments about fluoride, Dr. Stan, so I guess there's a lot of it's about dumbing down, right?
These things are going on because we have been dumbed down, but they're destroying our minds. They're destroying the minds of our children. They're destroying our health. Then they know what they're doing. They are evil and wicked people. Go ahead.
So the only other question I have tonight, maybe your guests would know, because we were talking about, you know, the reverse osmosis trying to take out the fluoride, and he said that it would just be reduced. But I've also heard that the reverse osmosis, if you drink, you know, a lot of that water and stuff, that it can leach the calcium and minerals out of your bones and teeth. I don't know if your guests would know about that.
That's not correct. I drink distilled water, you know, and my joints are better now than they were when I started drinking the distilled water. So that distilled water has no fluoride in it. So rainwater, unless you live near a cement factory or something like that, has no fluoride in it. And if you think about it, humans for millions of years drank water that was on the surface. Surface water is low in fluoride. Is it? It's well water. Is it like in Colorado where there's decomposed granite in the soil that is high in fluoride? So basically, the human being evolved over millennia to drink surface water, because you're not going to go dig a hole in the ground until you invent a shovel.
Well, basically, David, we have a well. It's about 160 feet here in California. Should we be concerned about the contamination of that oil, of that well?
Not unless you're up the valley in Monterey where the children got poisoned at the trailer park.
No.
Is it the earth crust? Looks like a fudge ripple. Remember the ice cream where they put fudge in it and there was a little layer here and a little layer there, but it wasn't the whole thing? And that's what the earth crust looked like. So what you have to do is drill a well and then measure it, and then, because you might run into I was surprised that there was high fluoride in Monterey, but there was, and that there was high fluoride in Dighton, Kansas, where my uncle was raised, and you know, but that's the decomposed granite from the Rocky Mountains. So there are little pockets of fluoride around on the planet, and they poison the people that live in that area. But it's not universal. Generally, if it comes out of the sky in the form of rain, it's low in fluoride, unless you're in, you know, China where it's polluted, or near a cement factory or something. So, yes, I'd drill a well and measure it. That's what I tell people, is that it's not that hard to measure fluoride.
All right, fine. Thank you very much. Anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
So I guess the reverse osmosis, you know, water and the stuff that goes through, you know, like a five-step filtration process, including that, it's very pure.
Better drinking the tap water by a long shot.
Okay, yeah, so fine. It's no problem.
Thanks very much, Tim. Our telephone number again is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're poisoning the American people. They're poisoning our children, and they know exactly what they're doing. And if you have the courage to stand up and try to get the information out, you'll be viciously attacked and vilified. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's all they do, though, that they're cowards. All it does is take a little courage to stand up. As a dentist, I always opposed, you know, from the early 80s on, mercury and fluoride, and that, you know, that because I used science to oppose it, they would not counterattack. They, you know, they say, oh, he's a nut, he thinks mercury's bad. Well, you know, like, yeah, I got a dictionary, and so that it doesn't really, I mean, yeah, they may attack you. So what? I mean, you know, sticks and stones may break my bones. That's all they do. They don't have any science to support their point of view. They have gobs of industry. They have lots of people that will endorse it. But endorsement is not the same as science. Science has numbers, data, numbers. They've got research. And so what they do is, even this choice study, Broadbent dummied up a completely stupid study of just a few children and said, see, it didn't harm them. Well, you know, yeah, but he didn't control for any of the levels. He didn't even control whether they, like your caller, took fluoride tablets. If you live in a fluoride community and you drink the water, is that any different than living in a non-fluoride community and taking fluoride tablets? I don't think so. And so he didn't even control for that. He didn't even separate the two groups. So that's what they do. That's called a dummied up study. And it's not a valid study by anybody's study, but you can get it published in all the dental journals. Because they don't know the difference between a good study and a bad study. They just publish anything that supports their opinion. And that's basically what Socrates said
brings evil into society is opinion.
Well, let me just point out that we have certainly, I think, two or three DVDs, which were made by a fellow named Dr. David Kennedy.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. And these are excellent. They're available through Radio Liberty. You need to get these DVDs. You need to watch them. And you need to get the information out. And then, of course, we have an excellent 4-CD set on water fluoridation. We have my talk I've given on water fluoridation and population control. They know exactly what they're doing. Certainly, we have a certain 4-CD, pardon me, our DVD on Agenda 21, the covert plan, where we get into water fluoridation. All of this information is readily available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. So if you need information, give us a call, but understand they're poisoning your children, they're poisoning your grandchildren. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What sort of response has there been from across America with this new study coming out of Harvard?
Well, you know, it caused a lot of people to take another double look, because who are the authors? And you know, it's funny, you can have the best data in the world, but if the author is not somebody that's well-known, then they say, well, you know, it's just that unknown author. But Choi is a Chinese lady. Sin Guifan is the fellow that invited me to China back in 1999 to make the video or documentary called China's Battle with Tripping Water. It's on my YouTube channel. And then Dr. Van Jean, who is well-known as a researcher in mercury and how it damages children's brain. And so Dr. Van Jean coined the term chemical brain drain, and that it's not one thing. It's the combination of mercury fillings in the children's teeth, mercury in vaccines, fluoride in the water, silica fluoride in the water, fluoride releasing fillings, fluoride releasing drugs, fluoride releasing drops and tablets, et cetera, et cetera. And all of these things are basically making, you know, they've even had to change the standards for the SAT test and lower it so that the kids can get in college because they are not scoring as good as their grandparents did. What does that tell you? Are we going to be able to invent the next Google engine or the next, rocket to the moon or whatever? No, they can't even figure out how to get to the 7-Eleven. So it's damaging our country. Is damning the future of the world, really. If we are the engine that drives the world forward, that they're intentionally poisoning this engine.
They absolutely are. David, how can people get to your website and get your information?
Well, my website is YouTube, is David Kennedy DDS. If you put in David Kennedy with two N's and DDS, Dog Sierra, that, like a dentist, that you've got my YouTube. I've got 35 programs there, and you can go to my new feature length documentary. It's called Fluoride Gate, and it's actually not about fluoride. It's about the government cover-up of the problem. In 1989, they showed that fluoride caused cancer, and so they spent the next 20 years damning the poor guy that discovered that. So his crime was writing a memo that says, it's the first time in my experience that rats were exposed to less than humans are. So anyway, it's that's Fluoride Gate. It's an interesting documentary, and I'm actually I'm getting better acclaim in Europe than I am in the United States.
Well, basically, unfortunately, they have certainly much less media control in Europe than they have here. Let's go to Lawrence, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Sydney, Lawrence, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. Good evening, gentlemen. I was wondering if the distilling water bypasses or takes out the fluoride.
Distilling water removes 100% of the oils, the pesticides, the lead, the heavy metals, and the fluoride that's in the water. When you end up with distilled water, if you do a double distilled water and then run it through a carbon filter, when you're all done, then you end up with H2O, which is basically what I think you should be drinking. I have a distiller in my house that provides water in all of the locations where you'd need to cook or prepare foods and or drink. And I, you know, there are people who say, oh, distilled water, blah, blah, blah. Show me the data. There is no research showing that drinking distilled water is harmful to you at all.
And let me point out, Lawrence, here in Santa Cruz, why we do not have the fluoride added to the water. And the one reason is because, of course, the people like myself on the right made common cause with people on the left and fought the establishment, the Santa Cruz Sentinel and the people who control our government. And we fought them to a standstill, so we do not have fluoridated water. We got a lot to be thankful for. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I was wanting to know. I've been always interested in distilled water. I've been drinking it most of my life here.
Oh, okay, well, you keep right on drinking it. And thanks very much. For anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, thank you very much.
God bless.
Thanks for calling.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's interesting to notice that they're much more concerned about this over in Europe. But, of course, we're destroying the very heart and soul and minds of our children and our grandchildren. And the average individual could not believe anything could be this evil, but it really is. Well, David, we've got about 5 minutes for you to wrap up the program. You go right ahead.
Well, let me first thank you for sharing your information with your listeners. It's because of people like you that I think the tide is turning. Is it there? We need to keep pushing at the wheel because there's forces of evil are pushing the other way. But, you know, because of your programs, Dr. Stan, and your DVDs and such, that the public is becoming more and more aware of the fact that you cannot trust the information that comes out of industry-controlled government agencies. And that's what the FDA is. It's a government agency that's controlled by the industry they're supposed to regulate. And I have lots of faith in the American people. They're good people, they love their children, and that they will do what they can to make this country strong. And that's who I'm talking to. I could care less about whether or not it's recommended by the FDA or the ADA or the some dum-dum DA, it doesn't make any difference to me. It makes differences that if it's harming the children, they need to stop it. It's as if I were sitting out on the front of my house beating on a baby in a carriage with a metal rod, that every neighbor in the house around me would come out and knock me down to the ground, take that stick away from me, perhaps hit me with the stick. That's no different than what the government is doing to every child in this country. Is that by putting a chemical in the water, it is damaging that child. No different than some bum with a stick banging on the baby's carriage. It is just as harmful, if not more so. And so people need to find into their hearts a little courage, stand up, tell the truth, and say, if I don't want it in my water, stop it. And that's what I'm calling on them to do, is stand up, protect your country.
Amen to that. We've got Kurt calling from Monterey. Hi, Kurt. How are you doing?
Fine.
Is this the Kurt who used to be over here in Santa Cruz many years
ago? Sure is.
Okay, go right ahead.
In Santa Cruz, I enjoyed non-fluoridated water, but now that I'm in Monterey and Salinas, I assume I'm getting fluoride down here, right?
No.
I'm not certain. I think
Monterey hasn't fluoridated yet.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, wonderful. What about Salinas?
I don't know.
Okay. That's great. Well, thank you.
Anything else you want to know?
If I'm on the road and I stop to get water someplace,
is there
safe bottled water, if they don't have distilled water, is there safe bottled water to get that isn't somebody else's fluoridated tap water?
Yeah, stuff from France, Evian.
Okay, from France.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much.
Yeah. Okay, fine. We'll go right ahead, David.
I think I said what I need to say is that, you know, that just tell your listeners to reach into their hearts and say, what am I going to do for my country today? Figure out some way you can bother the people that are putting the fluoride in there, and to bother them by writing them a letter. You know, if you write your city council person, say, you know, I'm sensitive to fluoride. I don't want it in my water. How can I avoid it? Let them answer that question.
And ladies and gentlemen, my suggestion is just ask people, why are they fluoridating the water when fluoride's a deadly poison? Why, Sydney, are they fluoridating the water all across the country when all of the scientific studies show that it hurts children? Ask four or five people every single day that question, and if they give you a blank answer, tell them where to go on the internet to find the answers for that. And as they begin to understand that there is an organized effort to poison our children, I would hope that more and more people would join us in this epic struggle. Parting thought, you've got about 2 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Parting thought is that we need to work together to make this happen, and that you know that there are videos that you've got available, Dr. Stan. The Fluoride Gate is available on the internet, or you can buy DVDs and send them out to all your relatives and friends, and you know, if you got grandchildren, send it to them. These are powerful tools. I wrote a book on the subject, but you know, most people can't read. Well, why can't they read? I don't know, but it takes time. But the video is much easier to cover the topic. Same information in a very short amount of time. So basically the information that I'm sharing with the public is available on videos, and I don't make any money from it, because I'm doing it because I think it's my obligation. And I really, really appreciate you having me on your program, Stan, so that we can share with your listeners what we need to do to make our country stronger and healthier. And
we're going to continue doing this as long as God gives us the breath and the ability to do it. Our guest has been Dr. David Kennedy. Dr. David Kennedy, go up on the internet. You can find his material. If you'd like to get his DVDs, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Could it really be true that the poisoning is absolutely? What are you going to do about it? Well, if you do nothing, you'll have nobody to complain about when we lose America. Good night, David. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Good night.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we hope you enjoyed the conversation with Dr. David Kennedy. We do carry his DVDs. We carry his book. But we have a 4-CD set on this. We have a great deal of information on this in my talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. So basically, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a whole stable full of books on water fluoridation. And what you want to do is just start asking people as you meet them, why are they poisoning our water? And most people look at you a little surprised, and then just talk to them very, very briefly about the danger of water fluoridation and suggest that they tell others about this and tell them where they can get the information on this. But fortunately, you can go up on the internet, you can find this latest Harvard study and ask them, if that's really true, why wasn't this on the front page of your local newspaper pointing out that they're poisoning your children and your grandchildren? We need a coordinated effort, and we need you involved. I can only reach a certain number of people with our radio stations, and even though we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, 5 days a week, why we can't reach the number of people, but you can, and the people that you can talk to can. And so join us in this epic struggle to try to educate people. And, of course, they poison us in so many ways, certainly the lead in the hydrofluorosilicic acid that so many of the children are taking, certainly the mercury in the fillings, certainly the poisons in the coloring and various substances in our food supply, the bisphenol, which is used to line every tin can, every tin can in America contains bisphenol, which is a poison. And we could go down the line with certainly all the other things that they're doing, GMO foods. But we need your help, and you can actually reach people just by asking them questions, try to get them to read, try to get them to think, try to get them to get up on the internet and tell them, look, the information is there. But you're never going to hear about it because of the degree of control that exists today. Or what the American people think and believe. Now, believe me, some people will sort of scoff at you, but there are others who, the increasing numbers, knows that something's wrong. This latest article, it's just this last week in Newsweek magazine, about conspiracies. You can find it on the internet. And when they did a poll of intelligent people, they found that 23% believe that there is a conspiracy of some sort. Now, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we are dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, to try to educate people. And we do have listeners not only across America, but we found out just today the number of people we have over there in England, in Birmingham, who listen to our programs there. But we need your help so we can continue doing what we're doing. We need financial support, and so you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can certainly buy the books that we offer, the CD sets we offer, the items. You can find them on the internet at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. If you'd like to get a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. I said that's 1-800-544-8927. But we need, of course, you to and your family to join together with us in this epic struggle. If you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please certainly pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're involved in an epic struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And we'll be back, hopefully, with you tomorrow evening at the same time. Until then, May the Lord be with you.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. From the mountain.